You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yes, we do. And we embrace it. We embrace this championship. Just because we've been long-suffering fans. And that is the truth.
How fun this is for, I mean, generally everybody. I mean, you got to have a pretty darn positive attitude about this. This is great for the city. Everyone's so happy today. You should see the sports guys next door. They're bouncing off the walls, man.
I'll bet.
Here's a little bit of audio of how it went down last night at my house. It's funny when you're watching the video, too. It's like they're flipping out, and I'm just sitting there like... She's like, you don't scream? I was like, no, I'm not a screamer. I'm not a screamer when it comes to sports events. But I was happy.
You know, there's so many times... I moved to Denver in 1986, and I started, you know, watching Nuggets games just because I liked the team back then with Alex English and Fat Lever. Who doesn't love Fat Lever? And there's so many times that we thought this team, like with Dikembe Mutombo, we could possibly win it. We could. And then we always came up short. Never even went to the finals. And now for this team to get there and win it. The funny thing is there's a whole bunch of people who are not NBA fans. They're not basketball fans. They really don't care. They didn't watch the games. I get it. That's fine. But at the same time, it is really hard to not just be happy for the city, because there's a whole city pride that somehow we have intertwined with our sports teams, right? Like when the Broncos win, the whole city feels pretty good, right? When the Avs won the Stanley Cup, you know, the whole city feels pretty good. We have this civic pride because our athletic teams do well. Still waiting on the Rockies to do something.
That'll never happen.
But yeah, you know, you got the Mammoth and the Rapids and the Nuggets and the Avs and the Broncos have all won championships now. And it's like, man,
it is kind of neat to see. It's really neat to see everybody pour out into the streets and celebrate. And honestly, everybody was pretty well behaved last night, actually. I mean, I saw a few people hanging from light poles and, you know, jumping up and down on a couple cars and whatever. A lot of fireworks were going off. But I mean, the amount of people, the mass of bodies downtown last night. It was actually really nice to see, man. Everyone was so darn happy.
You know, it's kind of funny you think about the bad behavior, because there's a lot of, generally, there are exceptions, but generally, young males, right? And a lot of them don't know how. They know, like, I think I'm supposed to raise hell, and I think I'm supposed to do something, you know, that will get me in trouble, but they're not exactly sure. You know, they've seen videos of other cities having, you know, riot things after championship games. But a lot of young men are just not exactly sure. Like, I think I'm supposed to climb this light pole because I've seen other people do it.
Right. Yeah. I saw a guy hanging from like the, you know, the stoplight pole, like all the way across in the middle. And he was just doing pull-ups. And I'm like, what are you accomplishing, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they're not always real skilled. Young males, generally, especially with some beer in them, they're a lot of times they're not exactly sure how they're supposed to be rebels, but they just try anything. So, yeah, go and do pull-ups on a traffic light, I suppose.
He did quite a few of them. I mean, I was impressed.
Listener Crystal wrote in, and she said, please play We Are the Champions. Well, I have the 30-second clip from when we play Boys Against the Girls, so yes, for the Nuggets.
We are the champions, my friends. And we will keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for
NBA and the world. Dun, dun, dun. They played that at Ball Arena last night, too, during the big celebration. And I was watching the TV camera was panning the crowd while they were playing that. And it was kind of funny, too, the number of people who don't really know the words except for the We Are the Champions part.
Yeah.
And they get to the part where they don't know the words and they just kind of, and then they just sway until they recognize the part that they know again.
We are the champions. Here's a little bit of audio from Coach Malone here at the end of the game.
First off, a huge shout out to Nuggets Nation We love you guys. We love you guys. Best fans in the world. All the hard work, all the sacrifice, all the dedication, all culminated with us winning a championship. But I got news for everybody out there. We're not satisfied with one. We want more.
Yeah. And then they turn the cameras on everyone, blowing the champagne all over each other and jumping around in the locker room. And I've said it before, I want that to somehow leak into my life somehow. I want to be at some sort of event or occasion where we're blasting each other with champagne. Well, why is it just reserved for the sports guys?
I agree with you. And listen, you know, we'll probably get ratings again today. And the ratings have been coming in like a lot of number ones over the last, you know, many years or whatever. It could be another number one today. Should we have our own little champagne celebration?
Yeah, somebody get me some goggles and I want to, you know. But I mean, even something that's not even like that, like you get your, you know, Safeway receipt back and you saved, like, you got 60 cents in gas rewards. I'm going to start blasting somebody with a bottle of champagne.
There you go. Hey, you know that swing thing that I had in my back, on my back deck?
Right.
Somebody came and picked it up yesterday.
Champagne. Hose me down, man.
Alex texted in and said, I'm not an NBA fan, but I watched the finals because it's exactly as Dom described. It's fun and nice for the city.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
It's a civic pride thing and brings people together.
It's a sense of community.
Or in some cases, it tears people apart. Josh told us he's going to bail on us on Thursday to go to the parade.
So it tears some families
apart.
Not surprised. It's funny. I've been getting messages from my wife. She's like, you know, we're going to have to try to like make it down to the parade because my son's so big into basketball.
Yeah, he's and crazy about basketball.
No, I mean, they're expecting another million people down there for this. I was like, I don't think so. And I got to be at work.
Let her take. I mean, you don't have to go.
I don't know.
You're
going to
forbid
people,
them from going? Just let her take her son.
No. You make it sound like I'm controlling. But no. I just don't think it's a good idea to be down there with a million people.
Oh, it's fine.
Like, we watched the Broncos when they won the Super Bowl, and it was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I've been in crowds like that. There were millions of people before. It's fine.
Speaking of craziness, Jay wrote in, says, I was one of the crazies that went out and stood in line for T-shirts and hats. Stood there for 45 minutes. Worth it. Got all my gear. I also had another air quote buddy on Facebook. He was posting pictures that he went out right after the game and scooped up like five or six shirts and a couple hats, and he's turning around and selling them on his Facebook page, which I know you're against that.
That's a jerk move.
A lot of people are thanking him because he's a dad at the school, and a lot of parents couldn't get out to go get the gear right away. So they're like, thank you for doing this. You're the best. And he's selling them at face value. He's reselling them for what he purchased them for. Uh-huh. So I think that's a good idea. And I don't know why you said it was so bad.
I think it's kind of a jerk move because, you know, then he has got this little pile that he is selling to people. But people go to a store to buy this stuff, and then they go, and it's sold out because this one guy went and bought a bunch.
Well, this is for the people that couldn't make it to the store, I guess.
We can disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, playa. You going to get a hat?
I'm not a hat guy, but I do want definitely a shirt and at some point a hoodie.
Yeah, I'd like a hoodie too.
I wouldn't mind a Nug Puppies hoodie, man.
I hope our company steps up and gives us some gear.
I know.
All the sports guys are rocking hats and shirts. We've been talking about the Nuggets all morning.
What?
Yeah.
They've already got hats and shirts.
Hats and shirts and pants.
I don't think I need Nuggets pants.
I want Nuggets pants.
Good. You know, Nuggets underwear. I don't know if I need to go that far.